Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody. We are back. Yes, the Rob Zuccheri Show is back. I am your host, Rob Zuccheri, and I am back. What the hell is going on? That's all I want to know. What the hell is going on? I leave for an unexpected week, and pandemonium has broken out. Pandemonium! That's what I say. Pandemonium has broke. Well, kind of, if you really want to be technical, a lot of the same old, except it's like been ratcheted up to about 100. Maybe longer. Maybe longer, like 200, 500. God, where to begin? So much to get to. Seriously, so much to get to. Let's start with number one, those of you who watch us on the video feed. We do not have the video feed going today. I know you're probably hurt. You're probably troubled. You're probably puzzled. You're saying, why is this happening? Why is there no video feed? Because the studio is not done. It will be done tomorrow. They're making some changes to the studio so we can have Periscope. Yes, we will have Periscope tomorrow. I know, that's exciting for some of you. So it was not done. And they have to, get one more piece of equipment, something like that. Studio will be done tomorrow, and you'll be able to watch us on Periscope. And, of course, you'll be able to watch us on the regular feed on the site. If you went to the site this weekend, you would have saw that it was down for about a day and a half also. Like I said, we're trying to make some changes here and there. It's a slow process because there's only, like, two people. So... So everything is just slow. Everything is slow. So that's number one. Number two, yes, we should have been back on the air Wednesday. But we got stuck in the Delta quagmire. Go figure. The Delta quagmire gets... me stuck. We went through Atlanta. So when we went to the airport on Tuesday, well, we knew what was going to happen. But we were going to give it a shot anyway. So we were set to fly out Tuesday at about 5:45, one of those two. And I get notifications that say your plane's delayed an hour. Your plane's delayed an hour and a half. And now what's funny is when this all happened, I remember thinking to myself, I wonder if this is going to affect me. When I seen it on the news, I said, man, this could be bad. This could be bad news. So sure as I get notifications, your plane's delayed a half hour, your plane's delayed an hour, your plane's delayed an hour and a half. So the plane is delayed 2 hours. So instead of taking off at 8:30, the plane's set to leave at 8:15. Now here's the problem. Here's the problem. It gets into Atlanta GA, Bad Street. Atlanta GA, okay, 10:15. Now you're saying, what's the problem, Rob? 10:15. Well, the connecting flight from Los Angeles, that flight leaves Atlanta at 10. You see the dilemma? You see the dilemma? We get in at 10:15. The plane from Atlanta to Los Angeles leaves at 10. We missed the plane by 15 minutes. So I'm at the counter, me and Catherine, and I'm talking to the nice lady there in Rochester, New York. And I said, so are we going to make this? Am I going to get on this plane? Are we going to make it? She goes, it doesn't look like it. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, earlier, I seen that that flight was delayed. I seen that flight was delayed to take off at midnight. And then it went back to taking off at 10. I go, could it change? Like, can it? She said, well, if you want to take a chance. I said, whoa, what do you mean take a chance? I'm not in Vegas. What do you mean take a chance? She goes, well, here's what you can do. You can go into Atlanta, and if nothing changes, and the plane still leaves at 10, we'll give you a voucher. I said, okay. She said, then you stay overnight. And I said, okay. Already it's not sounding good. You know, I'm leaving the cozy confines of my parents' house in Rochester. Okay. I mean, you know, not to sound like a little 10-year-old, but let me weigh this up. The confines of my childhood home, or possibly spending a night in Atlanta, GA, Bad Street, Atlanta, GA. So I said, okay, then what? She goes, well, the next day we don't have, okay, we don't have any flights that we can get you out on. I said, what do you mean? Well, every flight is booked. You'll have to go on standby. I said, standby? But I got a ticket. She goes, yes, I know. But because of all of our systems and because of the crash, people that were supposed to get out yesterday are all getting out today. So I said, so just by that premise, we who are supposed to get out today all get bumped down. She goes, exactly. I go, it just doesn't seem right. She goes, well, that's just the way it is. Here's a multi-billion-dollar company just telling you, well, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. I said, okay. So I can't get out tomorrow for sure. I have to go on standby. She goes, yeah, so, okay, if I miss this flight, which you're saying it's like 99% chance I'm going to miss it because we get in at 10:15, the plane lands, the plane takes off at 10. She said, yeah. I said, okay. So now we spend the night in a hotel in Atlanta, GA, Bad Street. She says, yes. I said, okay. We then get up in the morning. She goes, yes, the first plane starts at like 7 o'clock. I said, oh, okay. So now I go back to the airport at 7 o'clock, and now I wait standby. She goes, yes. I go, how many planes do I wait? She goes, well, there'll be about 8 planes, you know, eight different times. I said, oh. Now, what if I don't get out on any of those times? She goes, well, we'll give you another voucher, and then you get out on Thursday. And she goes, and our systems will be back by Thursday. Everything will be good. Everything will work. Everything. I said, but I'm in Atlanta, GA for 2 days. She goes, yeah. I said, man, that doesn't sound like a good option. I go, I'm a gambler, I'll tell you, I'm a gambler, but I sure would be upset. She goes, well, I can give you a voucher for here. And I go, here? Where's here? She goes, Rochester. I said, no. I go, I'm my parents are from here. I'm here. She goes, oh. And she's this big black lady. She goes, oh, child, then I would just stay here. I would just stay here till Thursday. I wouldn't even take a chance. She goes, well, wait a minute. I got, we could try one other thing. I go, oh, okay. She goes, I could get you out tomorrow, Wednesday morning. The plane leaves at 7:05. I said, okay. She goes, you fly to Minnesota. And I said, okay. She goes, you then fly from Minnesota to L.A. on the red eye, which leaves at about, she's like 12:45. I go, 12 at night? I go, what do I do for 15 hours? She goes, you can go to the Mall of America. I said, oh, man. And I go, and what happens if there's a problem there? She goes, you get a voucher. I go, enough with the vouchers. I go, enough with these vouchers. I go, that's not a good option. That's not a good option. I said, okay. When is the plane? When can I get a ticket that there is no voucher? There's no. She goes, Thursday morning. I said, fine. Get me out on Thursday. I'll stay until Thursday. And so that's what happened. All of you that were busting my stones saying that I should have just came forward and said, hey, I wanted to have a vacation, so I'm going to blame it on Delta. It was Delta's fault, okay? It was Delta's fault. I couldn't have made this story up, all right? It's too detailed. I'm good, but I'm not that good. So I got in Thursday. The late Thursday. Not late Thursday, like red-eye late, but not enough to get the program going. Friday, the studio, it just wasn't happening. And plus, we had to get everything that we should have gotten done Tuesday. Because Tuesday I was supposed to come back in the afternoon. Tuesday I was all set to be back in the afternoon and get things done that I had to get done. So I missed Tuesday. I missed Wednesday. And then we got back late Thursday. That's like 3 days worth of stuff that I missed. So I had to take Friday to get that stuff done. And Saturday. I've been actually working throughout the weekend. So there you go. There's my vacation story. Now, as far as the vacation went, it's pretty good. I had a reveal party. They did a cake where they put the sex of the baby that I'm having. Well, I'm not having. Catherine's having it. But they put the sex of the cake. They put the reveal in the cake. Put the reveal inside the cake. And the cake had a picture of my face on it from when I was a little kid. So it had my baby face on the cake. So you cut into the cake. You cut into my face. It was nice. But anyways, the cake, it cut open. The reveal, blue line. It's a boy, yes. I'm packing man sperm, all right? All my friends have little girls. They do. All my friends have little girls. And everybody was saying, you're going to have a little girl. You're going to have a little girl. Girl. And I said, no, I'm 100% man. All right. I'm 100% man. I got man sperm. That's what I got packing in these testes. All right. Man sperm. And what happened? Exactly. A boy. Man sperm. That's powerful. All of you ladies out there who need man sperm. All right. You're pumping out little girls and you need a boy. I got it. I got it. I got in the testes. I got man sperm. Yes, I do. Produce boys. So that's what happened. The reveal at my brother-in-law's restaurant. And I was surprised. I was thoroughly surprised. I think if you go on my Facebook or if you go on Catherine's Facebook, they actually have video from the reveal. Why I was surprised? Because I was convinced it was a girl. About a month leading up to the reveal, every time we would go to a store, Catherine would pick up baby clothes that were a little girl. Oh, isn't this cute? And I go, yeah, but this is cute also. This little boy outfit with a baseball on the shirt. She goes, oh, that is cute. And I'm thinking to myself, is she working me? Is she trying to give me a swerve, or is she subconsciously picking up these clothes because it's a girl? And then my sister texted me when Catherine found out what the sex was, and she told my mom. My sister hit me with a text and said, congratulations, you're making me a niece. So something like that. And I just read it, and I'm thinking, what the hell is she talking about? But, oh, yeah, thanks. And then about a week later, it dawned on me. I went, oh, my retarded sister just blabbed the sex of the kid. Someone must not have said to her, we were going to have a reveal, a surprise party. Oh, the dummy. So now I'm sitting here going, okay, it's going to be a girl. The surprise is ruined. It's all ruined. It's gone. But I don't want to tell Catherine that. I don't want to tell my mom that because they might get upset because they planned this big party and now it's ruined. But so I'm going to just pretend when the cake comes open and it's a girl and I'll just be like, oh, my God, it's a girl. I'll just do that whole shtick. So I was prepared for it to be a little girl. So when I opened that and it was a blue stripe, I was like, it was a shock. It was a pleasant shock. A very pleasant shock. So it is a boy. Yes. It's a man. It was a man. It was a man. It was like that. It was like that scene in Godfather 2. Okay, was it a boy? It was a boy, Michael. It was a son. It was a son, and I killed it. It was a son. It was a son, Michael. So there was it. There was the thing. And, of course, I seen my my brother-in-law for the first time in about 20 years. I seen my my nieces. They're old. My one niece is 22. The other niece is 20. I haven't seen them since they were, 4 and 2. Seriously, I haven't seen him in that long. Nobody nobody really reached out to each other. So it's been that long. It's a long time. Seen the nieces, seen my brother first time in like 5 years. Seen my sister first time in about 17 years. Seen a couple kids that I went to school with. This kid, Brian Maybellis, seen him. Big guy. Not like obese, but just big. He was always big when we were kids. Big guy. He's got 3 kids, great looking kids, real hot wife. She's real tan. Very surprised. I wouldn't think my buddy there could get a hot wife and 3 good-looking kids. Never in a million years. But he did. He pulled it off. So I've seen all these people. It was a good time. Went to my brother-in-law's restaurant. Had Italian food like every single night. Went drinking one night to a new bar that's like the happening place in Rochester. Out where my parents live. That was good. Went drinking. So it was all in all a good trip, guys. It was good. So there, that's what I did. Now you know. Now you know what went on, and now we can get on with what I missed. And damn it, there was a lot of what